We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
I want you to open your Bible, first of all, to about three places, and then we'll launch from there. Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I want to talk to you about why we should confess God's Word. Now, sometimes people say, well, I just don't understand. This is just too mechanical, saying what God said. You know, it's just too cut and dried. You just keep saying what God said. You're just living in a world of fantasy. Well, now let's read from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now, the word profession here means confession. It's the same Greek word that's translated confession in other places in the New Testament. So he is saying, let us hold fast our confession of faith. Hold fast to it. Now, you know, there would be no need to say to hold fast to your confession of faith if there was no possibility of losing it. So evidently, you could lose your faith and the confession or the profession of faith if you don't hold fast to it. Now, when we start talking about confession, we're talking about saying what God says in His Word. Now, most of the time, all that people know about confession is that you go and confess your sins. But we're not talking about that at this point. We're talking about confession of God's Word, saying the same thing that God said in His Word about us. And sometimes people get the idea, well, you're just trying to build yourself up. You're just on an ego trip, saying that, you know, I'm the righteousness of God. I am complete in Him. I have the wisdom of God. I have the Spirit of truth within me. One guy wrote me a letter and had my book, God's Creative Power, and he had circled every place that it said I. And he said, this is the most blasphemous book I ever read in my life. You must think you are God. Because I was saying what God said about me. See, he missed the whole point altogether. Hold fast to the profession of faith, or confession of faith. And when you find in the Scriptures what God says about you, then that's God's image of you. Now, you may say, well, I sure don't look righteous. Well, you may not look righteous. You may not feel righteous. You may not even act too righteous sometimes. But God's Word says you are if you've been born again. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Then they'll always quote the Scripture. Oh, yes, but the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Well, it does say that in the Old Testament. It refers to it in the New Testament. It's quoting an Old Testament Scripture. But if you read a little further down there in Romans, the 3rd chapter, where it's talking about that, he said, whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law. Certainly they are righteous today. And if the Bible says that Jesus was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God, then I believe that He has made us the righteousness of God. See, so we're not talking about our righteousness. You see, someone quoted a Scripture then. Well, the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Well, that's exactly right. But I'm not talking about our righteousness. I'm talking about the righteousness He gave us. It is His righteousness that we've entered into. So hold fast the confession of your faith, the profession of faith, without wavering, for He is faithful to His promise. Then you come over to verse 35 here in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. We have need of patience. So cast not away therefore your confidence. The Bible tells us that Abraham, when there was no hope, he believed in hope, in Romans, the 4th chapter. Now, that means when there was no hope naturally. Some of you face some circumstances in life that it looks like there's no natural hope. Dear God, just look like there's no way out, no way in the world. Maybe financially, maybe physically, maybe the doctors have told you there's no help for you medically. No natural hope. Well, thank God, go to the Word of God and get you some supernatural hope. God sent His Word and healed them. Psalm 107, verse 20 says that God sent his word and healed them. Now, he didn't say he sent his word to heal them. It says he sent his word and healed them. So, in other words, God's already done all he's going to do about it. He sent his word. It's a matter of us tapping into what he's done. So let's find out what he said in his word, and let's begin to say the same thing and confess it. Now, in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, let's look there. Verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider the high priest of our profession, or our confession. Here it indicates that Jesus is the high priest of our confession, the things that we confess. He's the high priest of that confession. Now, you know, there's people that go to an earthly priest and they confess their sins. But Jesus now is the high priest of our confession. Not only are we to confess our sins before God and forsake our sins, we are to confess what we believe before him. And then he confesses it before the Father. Go with me now to Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 32. Well, the context here, we could back up a few scriptures and read here. Verse 29 says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows." In other words, talking about not being afraid of the things that come upon you in life. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before the Father which is in heaven." Now let me remind you that Jesus was the Word of God in person form. He was God's Word upon this earth. So we could say if we confess the Word of God before men, then he will confess that before the Father, which is in heaven. "And whosoever shall deny me or my word before men, him will I also deny before the Father, which is in heaven." So it's important that we know why we confess the word of God and say the same thing that God says about us, and this gives us some insight into it. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father until his enemies are made his footstool, and he is there in heaven for us. He hears what we say. Now, can you just see Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father and someone is confessing, "Well, I tell you, you know, the devil's done this to me and the devil's done that to me and there's no way out. Dear God, I'm going down the tube for sure. There's just no way I can make it." And you just see Jesus punching his Father and said, "Did you hear what he said?" Now, he don't want him to hear what he said. "After all I've done," listen to him. "After all I've done," he's defeated in life. "After all the promises in the Word of God," listen to what he says. You think Jesus is going to sit there and listen to somebody say, "Lord, I prayed and it's not working out. Things are getting worse." You think he's going to nudge the Father and say, "Father, he's prayed and it's not working out. Things are getting worse. You must have lied." No, he's the high priest of our confession. If we confess the word, he transmits it to the Father. He's the high priest of our confession. What we say affects things around us as well as things in heaven. We need to realize that. I want to deal with about 5 or 6 things tonight that is reason behind confessing the word of God. Now, that's just kind of the preface of it. Someone said Christianity is the great confession, but the problem is that most people confess the wrong things. They confess themselves into defeat. They confess themselves into despair and into depression because they say what the devil said. Now, if you want to take some notes on this, number one, confessing the word of God causes faith to come. Or you could say it this way, it causes faith to grow. Confessing the faith in any promise of the Word of God will cause that promise to grow and become bigger in you. Now, this is why that an individual that confesses the Word of God and knows the Word of God and teaches the Word of God concerning salvation will get people saved. Because that Word is in him. There is faith that people will be saved. But then right on the other hand, they may not get anybody healed at all because they may not spend any time in the healing scriptures. Therefore, they don't believe that God heals because there's no faith in that. They don't have the word concerning healing. But if you confess the word of God, any promise in the word of God, it causes faith to come to you. Faith to come from that promise. Now, we talked about this in one of the other sessions, that within the Word of God is the seed to cause the manifestation of that promise in your life. The seed is in itself. As the law of Genesis says, the seed is in itself. An apple seed has the ability within that apple. You see, that seed is in the apple. So the seed is in the fruit itself. And it has the ability to reproduce that same tree, a tree just like it, that'll produce an apple just like that one. God's word is filled with faith. So then when you confess the word of God, say the word of God out loud where you can hear yourself say it, then it causes faith to come. Because Romans, the 10th chapter, the Apostle Paul gives us some insight into that. He says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the faith for the promise, whatever it may be, whether it's salvation, divine healing, baptism of the Holy Spirit, whatever, it comes by hearing the Word of God. That's the source of it.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. I trust you've been blessed by the Word of God as we've taught on why we should confess the Word of God. Now, our offer this week will be CD offer number 7315. Three CDs for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27. They're entitled Faith and Confession. If you don't understand faith and how that you must confess the Word of God to cause faith to come, then you're really in an uphill battle to try to get founded in faith, because once you understand that the Word of God produces faith, it's like an airplane. An airplane wing is designed to create lift, and the Word of God creates faith. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, the Word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. You need to know that faith and confession is a way of life. Why do we need to confess the Word of God? Because the Scripture says, God said, return my Word to me. Now, if you return His Word, you're going to have to speak it, proclaim it. He says, remind me of what I've said. Is that because He is forgetful? Absolutely not. It's because He wants you to speak it out of your mouth. It makes a difference when you're saying what God said out of your own mouth. That may be the only audible voice of God you'll hear, is speaking the Word aloud. Paul said in Romans 10, the Word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. First it's in your mouth, then it gets in your heart. When it gets in your mouth, it'll get in your heart. By confessing the Word, it causes you to plant a seed in your heart. The seed is the promise of God. As you speak it and proclaim it, it causes faith to come, or creates faith in that very particular promise. And it keeps the answer before you. That's offer number 7315, three CDs, entitled Faith and Confession for $22 plus $5 postage and handling, total of $27. We have a toll-free auto line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.